But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favour in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Dear congregation, the Lord will be with his faithful servants in a special and precious way. He will not forget them, though they be in such a difficult place. In Isaiah 49 verse 14 we read, "But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me." Others may forget, but not the Lord. And we are upon his hands. As he goes forward, he looks at his hands, and he does not forget us. He will not forget us like he did not forget his faithful servant Joseph. We read simply in verse 21, "But the Lord was with Joseph." Well, let's begin to look at the life of Joseph this morning. And from verse 21, I'd like us to consider, first of all, Joseph and his faithfulness. And we'll consider why he was there in the prison. First of all, Joseph and his faithfulness. Secondly, Joseph and the Lord's presence. And if time permits, thirdly, Joseph and favour given. Joseph and his faithfulness. Joseph and the Lord's presence. Joseph and favour given. Joseph, as we will note in a moment, because of his faithfulness, finds himself in prison. Now that's one of the things that stands out here in this chapter, as we think of the faithfulness of Joseph. But there are other things here which shows that he was a faithful man. I'd like us this morning to consider two of them under this first point. First of all, faithful in business. Faithful in business. Come with me to verse 1. "And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard and an Egyptian, brought him up the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And the master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptians' house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favoured." In the providence of God, Joseph finds himself there in Potiphar's house. It was all in providence. Later on, we'll consider how Joseph recognized the providence of God. It was not luck, it was providence. We as believers, we don't think of luck, do we? We think of the providence of God. Well, in God's providence, Joseph finds himself here in Potiphar's house. And he faithfully served the Lord. He did that which was right in his business. Potiphar recognizes that the Lord was with him and so trusts him. Well, think of Joseph. In diligence and in faithfulness, he did his business. He was trusted with Potiphar's house. We note that in verse 6. He was faithful in business. And we as the Lord's people, we are to shine forth as being faithful in business. There's so much against this, but we as the Lord's people are ever to seek to be faithful. We are to work hard and prove ourselves faithful week by week and month by month. A good servant or employee seeking God's glory. And that's the focus, isn't it? Why do we seek to be faithful in business? It is for God's glory. Turn with me to Colossians 3, verse 22. servants, obeying all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleases, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. You see there, servants, to obey the master, in singleness of heart, fearing God. Ephesians 6 verse 5, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. So for God's glory, for the glory of God the Son, we're seeking to be faithful in our work, in our business. I remember when I was a young lad hearing an elderly gentleman say of a Christian, employers should be thankful for that Christian or that Christian who worked for them. And they should be thankful. For we as the Lord's people are to lead by example in being diligent and faithful. Concern for the Lord's glory. Being faithful. And as we've already considered, Potiphar could trust Joseph. And we should be those who, by the way we do our business, can be trusted. Joseph earned Potiphar's trust, as we note there in verse 6. For some, they're given the keys early to the office or the place of employment. Now we know sometimes it can be so difficult for the Christian. But oh, we're to seek to be faithful. Sometimes we will be tested in the workplace. And we need to remember that. Sometimes the employer will test the Christian or someone else to see if they are trustworthy. Be faithful and you will pass the test. A number have been honoured for their faithfulness, like Joseph. In Proverbs 22 verse 29 we read, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men." We can think of Joseph there, all that he went through in the providence of God. He was promoted, but then he found himself in prison, but he was a blessing there in prison. And then what happened? He was released after a number of years, children, and he found himself before Pharaoh. He was honoured, the Lord honoured him for his faithfulness. "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." How Joseph was honoured. And sometimes the Christian will be honoured in the workplace for their faithfulness. Sadly, we're living in a nation where there are so many who are hostile to the Christian faith. And they are hostile, therefore, to the Christian who's seeking to be faithful. Young people, it may be you don't get promotion in a particular employment. Why? Because you're seeking to be faithful. You love the Lord and you seek to be faithful. It's the reality, isn't it? Increasingly, Christians are finding themselves in difficulties in this country. But then in other countries of the world, they're suffering far worse in certain places. They never get promotion. It's so hard for them. And it's a humbling thing, isn't it? It's perhaps the majority of our brothers and sisters in this world are struggling. Why? Because of their faithfulness to the Lord. However, though one may not get promotion, one may struggle, let us seek to be faithful like Joseph. All that Joseph faced, falsely accused of doing wrong by Potiphar's wife, yet he remained faithful. Working hard for God's glory. In Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10 we read, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, wherever thou goest." What an exhortation, how often I felt. I used to remember often being asked to do the coal scuttle or do the grass at home. Did I really want to do it? If we read here, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do it with all thy might." Working hard for God's glory. It's not easy, is it? I remember my first employment. Winter came And we had to go to a place called Lys near Petersfield, and for 8 hours a day dig up trees. Well, in the winter, it used to get very muddy. And one particular day, the rain just kept coming down and down. And even my supervisor stopped and looked at me. There must be easier ways to earn money than this. It's not easy, is it? But on we worked in the heavy rain. And our feet were soaked. Seek to be faithful. Seek to be faithful when the way is hard. Young people, again, there will be testing times. Those of us who are older, who've gone through employment, we've known testing times. There will be testing times, but the Lord will honour you. The Lord will bless you for your faithfulness. We see that here. It may get difficult, but the Lord will be with you, and the Lord will honour you for your faithfulness. Be faithful in employment. Now, of course, there may be times when we cannot comply to what we're being asked to do. We're to be good citizens, and where we can, we're to render to Caesar, but we need to put God first in all things. Our Lord said, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, but then he went on to speak of rendering unto God the things that are God's. How we need to put the Lord first, and that could be costly for you at times, but seek to be faithful to the Lord in all things. Dear brothers and sisters, let's continue to be an example of faithfulness. Being faithful. So let's consider secondly here, faithfulness in the face of temptation. Faithfulness in the face of temptation. Now Joseph was faithful in his business there in Potiphar's house. And we notice his faithfulness also as he went about his duties in the prison. Just note very briefly verse 23. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. He was faithful and he was rewarded for it. But let's go back to the first place, Potiphar's house. He was faithful there in his business, but we also see he was faithful in view of temptation. Just briefly come with me again to verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph and said, lie with me. There was the temptation. Potiphar's wife wanted to do wrong there in the home. Yet Joseph remained faithful. Day after day she came. You notice verse 10, and it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her, to lie by her, or to be with her. She came day after day, but he refused day after day her advances. And on that particular day, recorded for us in verse 11 and verse 12, he fled. He got himself out. He was faithful in view of temptation. And how we need to seek to be faithful in view of temptation. Now it's interesting here, isn't it? Joseph was in Potiphar's house, the place of employment for him. He had to be faithful also in view of temptation that arose in that house. And we need to be faithful in our business, in the places of employment, or in other places we find ourselves doing duties. But we also need to be faithful in view of temptation, because temptation can arise in the place of employment. It can arise in other places. How we need to be faithful. Now there's so much against the Christian in these days. How we need to say no. How we need to be faithful in view of others, as we think of Potiphar's wife here. No, refusing advances. How we need to be faithful when things come up before your eyes, maybe on the television, or the smartphone, or the computer. You need to quickly turn them away. Suddenly something can come up. We didn't want it to come up. That's the day in which we live, isn't it? Suddenly something comes up. Maybe a bus passes, or we go down the street and there's a billboard and we suddenly look up and there it is. We didn't want to look at it. How we need to be faithful. Remember David, he saw Bathsheba, and his eyes lingered too long, and he was unfaithful in his heart, and then later in his act. How we need to be so careful. How we need to be so wise in this world. There's so much against the Christian. We know that so much, don't we? We turn the television on, we turn the BBC on, or the radio, and you hear of what's happening, certain things being promoted, how we need to say no. Being faithful. Now it was costly, wasn't it, for Joseph? But let's honour the Lord and be faithful for him. How we need help. Let's pray for help. We need grace. We need strengthening grace that we might be able to stand and not yield. Lead us not into temptation. We're taught to pray, aren't we? Oh, how we need to make such a prayer. Lord, help me. Give me grace to stand and not yield. Wilhelm Sobrako wrote, give us strength to remain standing. Give us strength to remain standing. How we need to pray such a prayer. We need help. Lord, help me. Help me when I'm tempted by Satan. Help me when I'm tempted by my own flesh. Help me when I'm tempted by the world. The psalmist said in Psalm 30, verse 10, hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Be thou my helper. And the Lord plainly helped Joseph. For what do we read in verse 21? But the Lord was with Joseph. He'd been faithful. He'd been strengthened to be faithful in the view of temptation. The Lord was his helper. And you pray, the Lord will help. Be faithful in the midst of temptation. How we need to walk circumspectly through this world. So much can come before the eye. What do we read in Proverbs 4, verse 23? Keep thy heart with all diligence. With all diligence, we're to be so careful unto him. Oh, to be turning often to the Lord, praying for the Lord to help us to keep our hearts. So we think then of Joseph and his faithfulness in business, but also in view of temptation. But let's consider secondly now Joseph and the Lord's presence. Joseph and the Lord's presence. Verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favour in the sight of the keeper of the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph. In the providence of God, Joseph found himself in a very difficult position. He was tempted day after day. And then he was falsely accused of doing wrong with Potiphar's wife. Potiphar believed his wife. And as a result, Joseph is taken. And he finds himself in the king's prison. Notice verse 22, and the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. Just go back to verse 20, and Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. A place, a very difficult place for Joseph. Those who entered that particular prison, the king's prison, where the prisoners were kept, were charged with high crimes, and they were strictly held. It wasn't an easy place to be, not a pleasant place to be. And why is Joseph there? Well, in the providence of God, Joseph had been faithful. He'd been faithful in business. He had done that which is right. He'd been faithful in view of temptation, and then he was falsely accused. And he finds himself there in the prison. Oh, what a long time he spent there in the prison. What a horrible place it was. And much misery was attached to the place where the king's prisoners were kept. Difficult days. Hard days for Joseph. Days of sorrow. But the Lord was with Joseph. Long days of great difficulty. But the Lord was there. saw a picture recently of a Chinese pastor. He was taken last year, I believe, or the year before now, falsely accused. There was a secret trial, and they've released a picture recently. He's lost so much weight. He's there in handcuffs, leaning over a bench. His eyes look so heavy. He spent so many long months in prison. Why? For being faithful. Saw a picture in the winter of a lady in China, battered and bruised, and the guard holding her face up because she was so weak. Why? Because of her faithfulness. And as Christians today, suffering like Joseph was. But as the Lord was with Joseph, so the Lord is with them. He hasn't changed, has he? And that's a comfort to us when we think of certain ones we know who are in prison. The Lord is with them. What do we read here? But the Lord was with Joseph. There in the prison, the Lord was with him. Joseph was in great trial, but he had not been forgotten. The Lord will not forget you. Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, my Lord hath forgotten me. Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. He will not forget. You may be seeking to be faithful in the workplace, or in view of temptation. You find yourself in difficulty. You may have to go before the boss, or you may have to go before the teacher. The Lord will be with you. What comfort this is. The Lord was with Joseph. In a special and spiritual way, the Lord was with him. We have some interesting words in Psalm 105, verse 17. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters, he was laid in iron. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The Lord was there making himself known. The word of the Lord tried him. The Lord spoke to Joseph. The word came home. Dear brothers and sisters, he will make himself known to you in that difficult place, in a special and spiritual way. How often he uses the word when the Lord's people find themselves in a difficult place, and he makes himself known. You know how it is. You find yourselves in a difficult place, and then a verse comes, and you're aware the Lord is speaking to you. The Lord is speaking to me. You recognize him, and you recognize his presence. Children, how often have you heard your mum and dad's voice calling out to you? Maybe in the evening they're calling out to you. You recognize their voice, don't you? And you know they're there. You hear and you know. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the difficult place, we hear the Lord speaking through his word and we know he's there with us. He makes himself known. He appears. We hear his voice. You see, he wants to assure you of his presence. And so the word comes home, doesn't it? It may not be straight away, but then, in the trial, the word comes home and you are aware the Lord is with you. You may have felt alone. The only one who loves the Lord may be in the school or the college. But then a verse comes to your mind, or you read a verse, and you're aware the Lord is with you. If God be for us then, who can be against us? But the Lord was with Joseph. He is. Sometimes we don't always sense it, but he is with us. Think of the long years Joseph was in prison. The Lord was with him. Were there times when Joseph was heavy-hearted? I'm sure there was. Were there times when Joseph wasn't aware of the Lord's presence on a particular day? I'm sure there were. For it was a long time, but the Lord was there. You may not recognize, but the Lord is there with you. Isaiah 43 verse 2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. That's the promise, isn't it? It may not be you're in a difficult place at the present time, but maybe in the future. What's the promise? I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Through the watery trial, through the river of affliction, through the fires of adversity, he will be there. And we see it here, do we not? But the Lord was with Joseph. He will be close by, shielding thee and preserving thee from the fire of affliction. You remember how the Lord was with Daniel's three friends? Daniel 3, verse 24, then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counsellors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. And he answered and said, Though I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. There the Lord was with Daniel's three friends in the fire. And the Lord will be with you. It may be so hard and difficult, but what do we read in verse 21? But the Lord. You may be falsely accused, led away, finding yourself without employment. But, it comes to this, doesn't it? But the Lord will be with you as the Lord was with Joseph. You may feel so upset, so alone, so weak, but he will be there to support you. There be his hand of grace. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, and he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. My grace, the Lord says, is sufficient for thee. And it is. Just consider the life of Joseph. He was kept in a prison. And after a long while, he was released and promoted and honored before Pharaoh. And he was used as a great blessing to his family. The Lord supported him all those long days and months and years in the prison through his grace. And his grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient for thee. It is, dear brothers and sisters. It is sufficient, his strengthening grace, to keep us, to preserve us, to uphold us. And are we not thankful the Lord is with us? And therefore we can be assured of his sufficient grace. He will look on in mercy and will seek to comfort us. He pities you. He has such a compassion for you. Psalm 103 verse 13, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. He so pities you that he comes alongside, as he came alongside Joseph in the prison. He pities us in our difficulties. He comes and he holds our hand. Isaiah 41 verse 13, For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. The Lord was with Joseph, holding his hand, and the Lord's with us, holding our hand. I remember times I used to go to school and I was quite nervous going into school. Sometimes my mum was there. What was she doing? Holding my hand. And I felt help then. Oh, that we would know the help that the Lord is holding our hand. In the deep valley, he will be there and he will hold our hand. He is so very kind, isn't he? You think of the unkindness of Potiphar's wife, how she falsely accused him, how she sought to tempt him before. Then think of the unkindness of Potiphar. He believed his wife rather than Joseph, who spake the truth. How unkind Potiphar was, but not the Lord. He is so very kind. We fell him, but he didn't fell us. Before we were converted, we so rebelled. But he is so very kind to us. I find none kinder. Oh, how kind he was to Joseph. He was there with Joseph in the prison. How kind he is to us. He's there with us in a special and spiritual way, in the fires of affliction, in the trials we face, in the valleys, so very kind. He won't leave you. He will help you. And what does he promise? He promises mercy and his presence. Hebrews 13 verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. In the darkest place he will not. His mercy will be there. All the way. He is so very kind. Now consider how the Lord was with Joseph in verse 2. There as he went about doing his business in Potiphar's house. Consider how the Lord was with Joseph in the prison. The next step on the journey, the Lord will be with you in every step of the journey. Whether it be the green pasture or the valley, whether it be the cloudy day or the sunny day, the Lord will be with you each step of the way, and there he will support you. He will support you all the way to the end. Some know a greater measure, but all will know the support of the Lord. I remember my dear grandma, she was supported by the Lord at my grandfather's funeral. And she was up the front with the family, singing with tears down her face of her love to the Lord. A little later, we drove to the cemetery on the other side of the forest, the Copy Farm. And after her husband's coffin had been laid down, laid in the grave, it was evident the Lord was supporting her. There was silence. There was a few hundred people there. There was silence. But then my grandma said this as she looked down on her husband's coffin. Goodbye, my darling. I will see you in the morning. She was supported. Now, her faith was strong. It may not be we'd be able to do such a thing. But you see, on every step of the journey, my grandma was supported. A few years later, I went to see her. I didn't realise she was going to pass away 2 hours later. She was in a home on the other side of the forest. And I read Psalm 23 and then I spoke of the Lord. And there was such a beam on her face. The Lord was with her on previous occasions. The Lord was with her right at the end. And she was so happy with the thought of seeing Jesus. But the Lord was with Joseph and the Lord will be with you. You may not be able to say much. The valley may be so, so difficult for you. But the Lord will be with you. The Lord will be with you through the long affliction. It was a long time in prison for Joseph, wasn't it? But the Lord was there day by day. Oh, what a God he is. So very kind, isn't he? We don't deserve his kindness. We don't deserve his presence. But in his favour and in his kindness, he continues with us. Oh, what favour. Oh, what condescension to be with us. Think of your Redeemer. He's not ashamed of you. Hebrews 2 verse 11. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. He's not ashamed to call us brethren. He's not ashamed to be with us. Oh, take comfort. Oh, the peace would fill your soul. What do we read here? But the Lord was with Joseph. Psalm 48. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A very present help in trouble. He's there. He's right there for you. We don't always sense him, do we? And as we see in the Song of Solomon, we go searching for him. But he's there. A very present help in trouble. He's there. But the Lord was with Joseph. He's with you. So therefore you can turn and talk to him. You speak to him in your difficulty. You pour out your heart and burden your heart to the Lord. He's there. And he knows what you're going through. Well, we've considered then Joseph and his faithfulness. Let us seek to be faithful. Faithful in our duty, in our business, faithful in view of temptation. But let us also take comfort the Lord's presence is with us. How wonderful that is. We can go on through this world where there is much temptation and difficulty because the Lord is with us. Verse 21, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. But the Lord, it may be so difficult for you, but what do we read in verse 21? But the Lord was with Joseph. That makes all the difference, doesn't it? How blessed we ought to be. How blessed and thankful we are. How thankful we ought to be that the Lord is our Lord and that we are a Christian. It's not easy to be a Christian. But we who love the Lord have the Lord with us here below. Amen. We turn to